There is no shortage of words and pages dedicated to how well the body usually works. This is not that story. This is a story of our many flaws, from head to toe. As it turns out, our flaws are extremely interesting and informative. By exploring human shortcomings, we can peer into our past. Each and every flaw discussed in this book tells a story about our species' evolutionary history. Every cell, every protein, and every letter in our DNA code has been subjected to the harshness of natural selection over the fullness of evolutionary time. All of that time, and all of that selection, has resulted in a body form that is fantastically robust, strong, resilient, clever, and mostly successful in the great rat race of life. But it is not perfect. We have retinas that face backward, the stump of a tail, and way too many bones in our wrists. We must find vitamins and nutrients in our diets that other animals simply make for themselves. We are poorly equipped to survive in the climates in which we now live. We have nerves that take bizarre paths, muscles that attach to nothing, and lymph nodes that do more harm than good. Our genomes are filled with genes that don't work, chromosomes that break, and viral carcasses from past infections. We have brains that play tricks on us, cognitive biases and prejudices, and a tendency to kill one another in large numbers. Millions of us can't even reproduce successfully without a whole lot of help from modern science. Our flaws illuminate not only our evolutionary past, but also our present and future. Everyone knows that it is impossible to understand current events in a specific country without understanding the history of that country and how the modern state came to be. The same is true for our bodies, our genes, and our minds. In order to fully grasp any aspect of the human experience, we must understand how it took shape. To appreciate why we are the way that we are, we must first appreciate what we once were. To twist the old saying a bit, we can't understand where we are now if we don't know where we came from.